You're listening to Morning Edition on Interlaken Public Radio. I'm Dan Wanshura. If you were to credit someone for the look and feel of Traverse City today, Russell Soiring might be that person. Soiring, the longtime city planner, is retiring today after 35 years on the job, and he joins me this morning to look back on his career. First off, Russ, congrats on the retirement.
Well, thank you very much. Really enjoyed my time in Traverse City. It's always been an honor to be referred to as Traverse City City Planner. So I'm gonna miss a lot of this job and all the interaction with all the people I've had a chance to make Traverse City a better place.
Russ, you told me a story when you were hired as Traverse City's City Planner, I believe in 1986. Someone asked you how long you'll stay in that position, and you said, as long as it's challenging. What's been the most challenging thing about this job?
You know, any time that you're involved with a community like Traverse City that is fully engaged and citizens care very much about it, it will always remain a challenging job. And I think that's really great because it makes your job very interesting. Traverse City is a community that is looked upon by many other communities, and I think we end up with a lot of close inspection of what's going on in Traverse City. So we're in the limelight so often. So it's an exciting type of job, but sometimes it can be a bit stressful.
When you talk about sort of the challenges, I imagine, Russ, one challenge could be sort of the rich history and traditions that Traverse City has, but pair that also with the desire to adapt and change. How do you balance those sort of competing ideals?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think for us to be a very authentic, genuine community, we need to respect the past. We need to celebrate the forefathers and foregrandmothers of how they built this town, and they laid out a really beautiful town, and there are some really beautiful buildings that are left in place for us to enjoy that we still use today. And so historic preservation is very important. But we also are changing. Our demographics are changing. Our technology is changing. The climate is changing. And so things are changing around Traverse City as well. So we have to change to adapt in some ways. And I think the key thing is that we respect the past, but we allow for innovation and new ways to reinvent ourselves as a community to stay a very attractive and inviting community that we are today.
What do you think is a good example of that, that embodies that sort of respecting the past, but also changing?
Yeah, I think the one that pops up in my mind all the time, it would be the Grand Traverse Commons, the former psychiatric hospital that had over 3,000 patients. And it was developed with this beautiful campus idea. But things changed, and we don't treat mentally ill patients the same way through institutions anymore. It's a whole different approach. And so the hospital was abandoned, and there was an effort to tear all the buildings down by the state of Michigan, and there was a rally cry to save the campus and save those parkland areas around the Grand Traverse Commons now, as it's known today. And I'm so glad that we had people that wanted to protect part of the Traverse City's history. But when the state hospital was closing up, we were left with just millions of square feet of vacant buildings. And so we had to make a change. But I'm so glad that we kept the historic buildings, but we put in brand new uses that we can celebrate as a great success and adds to the character and the strength of our community.
Russ, one of the things I thought that was interesting about you, you said you wanted Traverse City to be the most walkable community in Michigan, perhaps even in the Midwest. Why was that?
Yeah, I was really trained as an environmental planner, and I really wanted to save the planet and save the countryside and everything. But then after getting my first job, I really became an urban planner, and I thought, well, gee, how does this fit into what my long-term, big goal was to save the environment? Start really thinking about it more, and if we can design our cities and make them very attractive and inviting, then people will want to live in the cities, and they won't feel the need to go out into the country and live in the country and build out in the country. And we can reduce the amount of energy it takes to, you know, to do our daily lives. And so building a walkable community is extremely important for the health of not only Traverse City, but the health of the planet.
Russ, as you know, tourists flock to northern Michigan. They flock to Traverse City. And because of that, there's a lot more traffic in the summer and fall. I can understand that mindset of being a walkable city for the residents and the community up here, but how do you deal with cars and traffic in a walkable city when it is such a tourist spot?
Well, that's a great question. I mean, tourism certainly brings in it strengthens our economy, and so much of what we see with the shops and restaurants that we have is largely due to because the tourists come here. We, you know, for a small community of 15,500 people, we certainly have a lot more than most communities of our size in terms of the quality of restaurants and shops that we have. So we are blessed with that for sure. But I think when you're designing a city, the best thing we can possibly do is not really design for the tourist, but really we should design for the people that live here. And if the people enjoy living here and really love this community, the tourists would naturally want to come to Traverse City. That, you know, a town that is very healthy, the residents are happy, tourists are going to be attracted to those communities, and that will be a natural draw. So we don't really need to do a lot of beyond, you know, advertising our community. If we're a very authentic, real, genuine community that the community, the residents care about, the tourists will just naturally come this way. So I would not design a community for tourists. I don't think we need to design our streets and our parks for the tourists, but we should design it for the daily lives of the people that live here. And yes, it will get a little crowded in the summer. And I think what we need to do is make sure that it doesn't overwhelm the community, that we don't have too many festivals, that we can have some weekends where we can just enjoy our waterfront and our parks.
I want to talk about the Boardman River for a moment. A lot of communities would really play up a river that runs through the downtown. Traverse City really hasn't done that. It kind of runs through a back alley. I know there's a boardwalk, but you know, there's parking lots adjacent to it. Why hasn't Traverse City done more with the Boardman downtown?
Well, I think there's a number of reasons. One is we are really blessed with so many beautiful resources. We have Boardman Lake, and we have the Grand Traverse Bay, and, you know, we have beautiful rolling wooded hillsides, and we have so many natural, you know, these natural features that are so attractive that I don't think that we treat the Boardman River like we would treat it if that was our only really water natural resource in town. And you have to remember that we were an industrial town. We were founded on the timber that lived here and cutting the trees down, and we floated logs down the river. So it was really used as an industrial use to get logs to the mills and then mill them and then ship them off to far locations like Chicago. So that's part of the reason, but we did have plans back in the 1960s that we would actually, we saw the river more as a nuisance, that it was kind of in a way, and that we were going to redirect it so it shoots out into the bay right around the open space. And then the channel that goes east and west just north of Front Street, we would fill that river channel in and just make it into a large parking lot. And our whole thinking was that we were going to create downtown like a downtown mall, and we're going to ring it with a large parking lot around Front Street. I'm so glad that we never followed through on that, but we did follow through partly by lining the river with parking lots, and that's such a shame and such a waste of property to put a riverfront property with the storage of automobiles. So now we're working on a plan that would help us look at the river entirely different. And I'm glad to be part of that process of doing a kind of a uniform Boardman River plan that is going to really help us to look at the river as a resource to celebrate. and having our buildings turned to the river so you can view the river and soften the edges so it becomes a little more green and a little more natural looking, and there's places for the humans to get down and actually enjoy the river's edge and eating and dining along the river's edge and really celebrate this as a beautiful natural resource that we are blessed to have.
Russ, I want to hit you with a couple quick questions to end with. I'm wondering if you had a magic wand and you could instantly change one thing about Traverse City, what would that be?
Well, I wish I had that type of magic. We have some special events in the downtown area, and one of the things that I think we really need is a civic square where we can celebrate as a community. And you don't have to be a shopper, you don't have to be a consumer, but you can just be enjoy downtown and maybe take in a concert or listen to a speech when he or she, a president, comes into our community, that it would have a dignified place to present to the community, to concerts and maybe a skating rink, and just have a place that we can celebrate without having the need to close a street down and interrupt businesses when we have like Friday Night Live. So I think that would just enhance and add another dimension to our community and strengthen our community. I think that would be a wonderful new asset for Traverse City.
What's been the weirdest thing you've witnessed over the years in this position?
Well, we've dealt with a number of items that I didn't expect to. One was people wanted to have chickens, and so I didn't realize how emotional that would get and how people would be really super excited about the ability to have chickens, and there were people that were really, really disturbed by the thought that they might have roosters crowing right next to them. So we ended up with you're allowed to have 4 hens, no roosters allowed, and so that was one of the stranger things that we worked with. Another one was beehives, and we had people that were really threatened by bees and afraid of bee stings, and they, for medical reasons, they're frightened by them too, being allergic to a bee sting. But then there's other ones that just simply wanted to have the ability to, you know, have a beehive and collect the honey from it. So I thought that was kind of an interesting throwback that I didn't expect. I didn't expect that I would spend several months talking about marijuana either. I thought that was something that, you know, was not a substance that's not allowed federally, and all of a sudden it became something that was that took considerable amount of time talking about. I think those are probably some of the most odd things that as a planner that I dealt with.
What do you plan to do in retirement? You've said you're kind of scared of retirement in a way. What are you planning?
Well, you know, I like to be busy and I like to be active, and this job is more than a full-time job, and it's hard for me not to think about planning. I think about, my wife always reminds me that I need to be thinking about other things than just the city and planning as we go for walks with the dogs, the community, or when we're traveling. I'm constantly taking streetscape pictures or park pictures or civic square pictures, thinking that this might apply to Traverse City in some way. So going from working and thinking about Traverse City all the time to not working, it's going to be kind of a new venture for me. And so I'm trying to adjust to that, but I'm going to miss a lot of the good parts of it. I'm hoping that maybe I could be a planning commissioner for the Grand Traverse Commons Joint Planning Commission. I put my name in, and maybe I can provide services with the help of helping nonprofits and some service organizations to continue to try to make Traverse City a better place to live and play.
Russ Soiring has been the city planner for Traverse City for the past 35 years. Today, he retires from that position. Congratulations again, Russ, and enjoy your retirement.
Well, thank you very much, Dan. I appreciate being a city planner again, and I'm thinking Traverse City is on a great trajectory to even a better community tomorrow. So thank you very much.